Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Good afternoon and welcome to the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian. We're with you, unlike the Patriots and Bill Belichick. My name is Ian Wentz. John Kane is back in the studio. We're going to talk plenty of sports today. We're actually going to talk some football toward the end of the show. We're going to talk some men's volleyball as their season's getting ready to go. We're going to talk some ACHA Men's Division II ice hockey. But we're going to start off with figure skating. We have Megan Westfall here. She is a senior from Ohio. Megan, thanks for being on the show. Well, this season, I feel like I was doing an interview or two with figure skating like 3 months ago. When does the season start for you, or does it really ever end?
No, our season doesn't really ever end. We have a month off normally in May, but that's about it.
Wow. So what kind of stage in the season are you right now? Like, when is the season finale, so to speak, for figure skating?
Yeah, so our nationals is mid-April. We have a competition coming up here in a month, and then another one in March before nationals.
Okay, so not too many competitions, right, to get ready for nationals, but you perform other times as well, right, I assume?
Yeah, we perform a lot of times during hockey games, during the intermission between periods.
Okay, so head on over to the Arrington. There's a good chance you're practicing or you're getting ready to skate for an intermission report. What brought you all the way up here to Michigan from Ohio?
Definitely the appeal of a skating program, but I also am pre-med, and I liked the pre-med program.
Oh, wow. Okay. A smart one across the table from me. Pre-med, I think I had one more pre-med student on this show. That's awesome. What's it like to do both of those things, figure skate and pre-med? I feel like they're both very demanding. How do you balance your time? And does Adrian give you that ability to do exactly what you want to do?
100%. Both are very time consuming. But I think that the biggest thing for me has just been balancing the, 5 hours of practice in addition to hours of classes and clubs and meetings and everything else.
Being a senior, you've obviously experienced quite a bit of success being on the figure skating team at Adrian College. What's it like now being in, I don't know if you're going to be here for another season or not, or if this is it, but what's it like to be a senior on the team?
It's honestly weird because I know my time is coming to an end here, but it's kind of been interesting and a really good experience to watch my teammates grow this season and be a leader and be able to help them as they grow.
It says captain on your sweatshirt. Captain this year?
Yes, I've been a captain since my sophomore year.
Well, I was going to say, what's it like? You already know what it's like. So the other ladies on the team, and do you have a gentleman on the figure skating team? I'm not sure.
Yes, we have one.
Okay. What's it like to lead that group then for, I don't know, like 7 or 8 years?
It's been wonderful. I think our biggest responsibility as captains is just making sure that everyone's ready and just making sure that everyone's in a good headspace to compete and prepared. And it's just been really great to get to know all my teammates and help them reach their own success.
Getting to this season, you've had two competitions. Once was a kickoff exhibition, and then the other one was out at Western Michigan. Mm-hmm. Those were obviously back in 2023. What were those like? I mean, do you go and get scored and you compete with other teams, or how does that go?
Yeah, so basically for competitions, we go, there's typically about 14 teams there, and every skater performs individually and gets a certain amount of points for how they place. And then at the end of the competition, the team with the most amount of points wins, and then the top four teams get to go to nationals.
So there is a national. So you are compiling points to get to the next step, which
yes.
You said is in April or May?
Mid-April.
Mid-April. Is that location set yet?
Yes. We're going to Lake Placid.
Ooh. That's fun. I've been there for a different reason. You know, we all know the other reason I was there. So Western Michigan looked like that competition went very well. Mm-hmm. 24 teams out there. Are you competing against other Division III schools, or is it across all divisions?
It's across all divisions. Our top competitors are typically Western, Trine, U of M, and Miami.
Miami, Ohio?
Yes, Miami, okay. Ohio.
Right. Second place. I mean, I know that's considered early in the season, but, I mean, you had to feel good about your team after that one, right?
Yes, we're in a very strong position.
So there is the team aspect. Is there an individual side to figure skating, Megan?
Yeah, so every time you perform, you go out by yourself and you're competing individually, but then ultimately how you place gets a certain amount of points to bring in for the team.
Okay. I'm learning a lot. Hang on. You heard me thinking right there on the air. I've learned a lot doing these shows. Megan Westfall joining me, the senior figure skating captain at Adrian College. So this says on my little cheat sheet from the sports information department, it says you place first in the novice SP. What is that? What's an SP?
A novice short program.
Okay. How long is a short program?
2 minutes and 30 seconds.
It has to be exactly 2:30. Or it can be
less.
Yes, around
that.
Cannot be more.
It can't be more.
Okay. So that's good. Third in the Excel Novice FS.
Free skate, so a long program.
And that can be 35, 40 minutes? Or
<It's> 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay, all right, 340. Yeah, I'm learning. What's the novice mean?
That's the level that I compete at. So they range from beginner all the way up to senior.
Okay. Got it. All right. So then we have you were first in the intermediate team maneuvers. Do you like throw people in the air? Is that no?
No, not so
okay.
much.
All right. What does that entail? What's a team maneuvers?
So we have about four or five of us that go out, and we each do an element, and then every other team also has like one skater do a specific element, and at the end, if you did all of the elements best, then you win.
Okay. Again, learning. You may have said this before, Megan, but how many more chances do you get to compile your points to get towards nationals? How many of those are left? Two. And you said you're lined up in a pretty good spot with that second place finish.
Yes.
Okay. The next one says you're going to go to University of Wisconsin February 16th through 18th. That's over a month away. What do you do between now and then? Is it seriously like 3 hours of practice a day? How does a week typically go for you?
Yeah, so we actually just had our competition simulation where we have to go out and perform in order to be chosen to compete, because only a certain number of us can actually go compete. And then from now till Wisconsin, those of us that are chosen will be practicing every day, pretty much.
So how many are on the team, and then how many get to go? Is it like double that number?
So there's about 40 of us on the team. Typically about 20 skaters go to each competition.
Okay. Is that pretty standard? Do you know with other schools, is that kind of how they do it, or you don't know?
In the more competitive schools.
And
the ones that don't have as many skaters, everyone that wants to can go.
Okay. So obviously, I know there's a lot of ice success at Adrian College. Very competitive, right? I mean,
yes.
Obviously to win as a team against other schools, but there's kind of that competition between yourselves to be like, I want to go type of deal.
Yeah.
How do you balance that between we're teammates, but I also want to, you know, I want to be the one chosen, so to speak.
I mean, ultimately it's going to be for the benefit of the team. So it's whoever's going to be most successful at that level in that event to get the points that we need to win and go to nationals.
Talking with Megan Westfall with the figure skating team at Adrian College. You're the senior captain. How's the coaching staff made up? Who's your coach this year?
Our coach is Kaylee Mulgan.
Okay. I don't have her bio in front of me, but she's obviously someone that, you know, you work with a lot. And does she do a lot of instruction, like hands-on, or is she kind of like, hey, captains, leaders, you kind of know what to do by now. How does she conduct herself in a practice usually?
Yeah, so Kaylee is an alumni of the program. She does a lot of choreography and individual lessons, but there's only one of her. There's three captains, so a lot of times the captains will help with choreography, with technique, and just helping teammates during ice.
Okay. How did you either decide or were kind of made aware of figure skating at the collegiate level? Is there recruiting? Do coaches go out and find ladies and gentlemen, or do they kind of find the school? How did you get to Adrian besides knowing about the program?
So my sister actually skates for Trine University, so I knew about collegiate skating.
Ooh.
But Nikki Chayefsky, who is the old coach, reached out to me about coming to skate here. So that's
okay.
How I figured that out.
Your sister let you come here?
Yes.
To be in at Trine? Wow. Okay. Do you compete against the Thunder? Do they go to all your same stuff?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oof. Rivalry. It's all over the place. A house divided.
Yes.
So we got your next competition, middle of February. University of Wisconsin. You go to some big venues, and I'm sure they have to be to host however many teams get to go. Adrian's a little bit different than Madison, Wisconsin, than even Western Michigan. What are those road trips like for you, being a captain for so long?
They're pretty exhausting. There are 3 days of nonstop. We get there Friday midday. We have events all the way till Sunday night, and then we drive back. So they're definitely a lot of fun, but they're very exhausting for our team in general.
I can imagine, especially those bus rides. We are not a Big Ten school. We're not flying to Madison. We're driving. We're taking a bus. The Bulldogs, you're going to host an ice show on March 1st. So circle the calendars for that. That's at the Arrington Ice Arena. Could you tell us a little bit more, Megan, about what the ice show was all about?
Yeah, Ice Show is meant for us to showcase what we've been working on and to give the community a chance to see what we've been working on. So that's going to include synchronized skating as well as different figure skaters going out to showcase their programs.
Megan, you mentioned that you are one of three captains, right?
Yeah.
Who are the other two?
Fiona Conway and Emma Lavelle.
Okay, just wanted to give them a shout-out to say you're not
yes.
the only captain on the team.
No, they are
you
amazing.
You mentioned other leadership. You kind of have to with 40 people on the team.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you got to split that up a little bit. Well, Megan, we appreciate the time. How do people know that you're going to perform at, let's say, a hockey game? Do you just kind of decide that week, like, hey, ladies, we're going to go skate second intermission at this game? Or is there a way to find that out?
Normally, Jeremy will contact our team at the beginning of the semester and then kind of have a lineup of events, and we share those on Instagram normally.
Instagram. Okay, great. So find Adrian College Figure Skating on Instagram. Best of luck to the ladies and gentlemen on the team. You're going to be out at the University of Wisconsin next February 16th through 18th, and stay tuned. Just go to all the ice events and maybe you'll see Megan out there skating. Megan, thanks for your time and best of luck. And I'm going to knock on wood somewhere. Well, good luck at Nationals.
Thank you.
Once again, one of the captains of the figure skating team at Adrian College, Megan Westfall, joining me on the ACL Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian. They are hiring here. So if you're looking for a change in career, maybe some part-time work, stop on in to Frickers on South Main, just south of Beecher. In the Maple City, we're going to talk some ACHA Men's Division II ice hockey with their head coach. And coming up later, men's volleyball and football coming up next on the ACL Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's hockey and volleyball will be home this weekend, along with men's basketball. Tuesday, catch men's hockey at 7 p.m. and women's basketball plays at 7 on Wednesday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the ACL Access Show. We are at Frickers in Adrian, just past the lunch specials. From 11 to 2, they have some great lunch specials at Frickers. I am no stranger to those. My name is Ian Wendt, and we just finished talking some figure skating with one of the captains, Megan Westfall. Coming up later, Tyler Palka, the offensive coordinator for the Bulldog football team, and Jose Soto with the men's volleyball program, the head coach, coming up in just a little bit. But we're going to stick with the ice theme for the first part of our show. Brendan Wachter, the ACHA Men's Division II ice hockey coach. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Success up and down, you know, with the Arrington Ice Arena. It's just, you know, 19-1 on the year. You're on an 8-game heater right now. It sounds like you're closer, obviously, to the end than the beginning. The ACHA schedule is kind of more lengthy than the NCAA. Could you talk about your schedule and some of the teams you've had and that you look forward to on your during your season?
Yes, it's definitely a grind. You know, we start basically Labor Day, and the goal is to go, you know, all the way mid-March, essentially, you know, making it through the dance. And then, you know, kind of the reason I set up the schedule the way that I did this year with the loaded half, our loaded first half, is because I knew the team was going to be really young. So I wanted to make sure that we worked out as many kinks as possible before we, you know, got really down into the stretch, nitty gritty kind of things. So the extra off weekends kind of gives us a little more time to fine tune things, essentially, to really make this push that we're looking for.
My second little bullet point for your squad, it says you are ranked 6th in the Central Region.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how ACHA Division II is divided up? Is it in regions? I feel like every team's a little bit different.
Yeah, so with D2, we split off into regions because they're – I think there's about 200 teams at the D2 level.
Whoa.
So men's Division II makes up 67% of men's ACHA in total.
Wow.
So going through regions is, I think, the easiest way that the powers that be think that it should happen. D2 does have a national ranking, and we're currently 10th in that. The Central Region is the strongest of the four.
It would sound like it.
So there's 9 teams from the Central Region in the top 25.
Obviously the Bulldogs in that region. Who are other ones that Adrian fans know about, or the people out there listening should know about?
Trine's up there, kind of a little more Midwest in a way. Minnesota, Iowa, Concordia, Wisconsin has a team that's, I think, they're 2nd in the region right now.
Okay.
Lindenwood, they used to be Division I ACHA, and then that team transitioned to NCAA Division I, and then they were able to keep their Division II team as well.
All right, something that probably confuses the casual fan. They look at Adrian College. They're a Division III school.
Mm-hmm.
All these sports, but we get to hockey, and you have ACHA Division III, 2, and 1. how does Adrian have a Division II team when they're a Division III school? Do you know the behind the scenes for how that happens?
It's actually more common for D3 schools to have ACHA Division II. That's the reason that there's so many teams. I don't know the exact date, but when ACHA Division I became a thing, you know, nationally, there's a rule in place where if you have an NCAA Division III team, you can't have ACHA D1.
I'll just take that as word. Okay. Not sure exactly why, but that is what it is. We don't want to get in trouble, but
yeah, I don't
know. Rules are rules.
Yeah, that's the rule. So we're, you know, one of the few, thankfully, that's grandfathered into that rule. So, you know, we can have all three levels of the ACHA here.
Wow. Again, just a lot of learning for me. Figure skating, a lot of learning. ACHA Men's Division II, hockey, a lot of learning. Coach, what got you into coaching? Do you have a bunch of skating and playing experience, or you just love coaching?
It was kind of an accident as to how it happened. Before I started coaching, I had played for 20 years, from 3 to 23, kind of all across the board. I played up in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I played out east in New York. I played out west, or the upper northwest of Michigan in Ironwood. And then I bounced back and forth between NMU and LSSU, playing D2 there. And my last year of hockey kind of ended on a sour note due to some injuries that I had. So I was heading into my last year of college. I said, I'm going to leave my gear at home. I'm going to enjoy myself for the first time.
Sure.
And that lasted all of 3 days before I started coaching again.
Wow. So with all of that, it sounds like you spent a lot of time in the Upper Peninsula and up in that area. What brought you eventually to Adrian College?
The opportunity. You know, just from purely the reputation that Adrian has from a hockey standpoint. An alum from a few years ago played for Adam Krug on the D3 team. Him and I played youth hockey forever ago, so I kind of already had the idea about it. I think 2020, actually, pre-COVID, I took my team from Northern down here and played as well. So I had an idea, and I was kind of stuck in limbo a little bit, you know, deciding if I wanted to try and pursue this as a career, you know, further down the road. And I knew just with the reputation and this opportunity, I knew it was, you know, the perfect spot for me to land to, you know, try and, you know, further pursue a career in coaching.
Absolutely. Sounds like it. Talking with Brennan Wachter, the head coach of the ACHA Men's Division II Ice Hockey Team at Adrian. All right. Enough about you and I. Let's talk about your team. Have a lot of stuff here. We have your leading scorer, Sean Potts, 27 points, 8 goals, 19 assists. The goal leader, Jack Kramer, leading the team. He has 14. Sam Carper, 11 goals. Dominic Malone with 10. Alex Herman, ACTV's own, 9-0 on the season, 2.21 goals against. We'll work on that. I'll have a talk with him. Also, Peter Supp in net, 5-0. Peyton Langer.
Yep.
5-1 on the year. I mean, sounds like a pretty healthy rotation of goalies and skaters, too. So you mentioned young team.
Mm-hmm.
What's your impression been 20 games in?
I couldn't be more happy where we are right now. A lot of the success I can surely, you know, guarantee it's all up to, you know, the leadership group that we have. Sean Potts is an assistant captain as a sophomore, which is rare, but you know, Sean deserves every bit of it. The other two assistant captains, Will Nicholson, Cole Weber, You know, those two are kind of the heart and soul of the forward group. You know, head down, work hard. You know, your lead by example guys. And then really kind of what makes this team go, you know, the heart and soul of it is the captain, Joey Finford. Joey's senior this year. And, you know, I'm not going to be able to speak enough, you know, on Joey when he's, you know, graduates this year. It's going to be kind of big shoes to fill. But, you know, after how last year ended with us losing in regionals in overtime to Iowa and Iowa going all the way to the national championship game, I knew that even last year we were close. And, you know, this year's freshman class, we've kind of been able to draw on that and get it through to them and how close we actually were, you know, last year. So, you know, the very nice situation that we have going on right now is because we're so young. Seven or eight of the freshmen play on, you know, regular basis. Jack being one of those.
My goodness. So, I mean, 19-1 from mainly freshmen and sophomores. You don't really have to learn how to win. They're just doing it. Do you look at I'm just going to assume a little bit of something here. Your goals against for the goalies, right around 2. So are you scoring 5-6 goals a game? Is that kind of the way you want to play, or is it kind of a defensive battle most nights?
Hit or miss on some of them. You know, some of the closer games we've had, there's been 5 or 6 of them, you know, this year where we've been down 2-3 goals heading into third period. And, you know, you can tell how good a team actually is when how they operate when their backs are against the wall. And, you know, I've never been a part of a team, seen a team like this where, okay, we messed around for 2 periods. Let's reel it in here and, you know, flip a switch in the third period, come back from behind and have absolutely zero issues winning. So, you know, it's
kind of frustrating, right, as a coach a little bit? The first 2, you know, kind of pushes your hairline back a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely have, you know, for being not even 30 yet, I think I have more gray hair than I should at this point. But, you know, it all goes to a team effort. There's also been, you know, a few of those games that we have won big. We've only given up a goal or two. And if it hasn't been, you know, for the performance of the goalies when the rest of the teams had a mental lapse, you know, we would be in a lot closer games than we are.
Talking ACHA Men's Division II Ice Hockey with Brennan Walker, the head coach at Adrian College. Here at Frickers in Adrian, right on South Main in the Maple City. With ACHA, one of the big, I think, differences between NCAA is funding, right? You know, a lot of the bigger schools, it's truly a club. You know, kind of the players pay their way a little bit. It's different at Adrian, right, even at the D2 level?
Yes, it is. It's different, you know, for our whole ACHA program. If it wasn't for, you know, the way that we get treated by the college, we wouldn't be in the position that we are, you know, right now. You know, what our guys pay is pennies on the dollar compared to what, you know, other teams out there pay, you know, a couple thousand a year to play, and we're not even anywhere close to that. And there's even a bunch of NCAA D3 schools that don't have their own rink on campus. And
yeah,
as a hockey player, you know, you don't even get that when you're, you know, back home. You know, if you're living off campus, you're a 5-minute drive to the rink. And if you're living on campus, you're a 5-minute walk. And it doesn't get, you know, any better than that. And
it's a selling point when you recruit, right?
100%. And, you know, a lot of the programs that they're out there, you get a part-time coach on a full-time job, where here it's full-time job, you know, it's 12 months out of the year, you know, recruiting and preparing and making sure everything's in order, you know, for the upcoming year.
Speaking of coaching, I'm sure it's not just you. Who else is on your staff?
So Brett Stewartson. Brett is an alum. He played on the D2 team. He is I wouldn't be anywhere right now if I didn't have help from Brett that I have right now. I was a goalie my whole life, so I've got a kind of different spin on, you know, viewing the game a little bit. And Brett was a defenseman his whole life, so it kind of helps, you know, having that knowledge and him and I being on the same page, you know, really makes it work really well. And then Matty Maloney actually stepped on with us mid-October this year. She's the women's D2 head coach. So I've got, you know, two staff that are tremendous. And they're, you know, a lot of the reason, you know, for the success we're having right now as well.
A couple more things to get to. You have your next two game series. You are at Illinois State, but your next home game, you're taking on Michigan State on February 1st. Now, with some of these, you know, bigger schools like the Minnesotas or Iowas, you mentioned Michigan State, is that something that mentally the players have to get over? Like they see the S come into your building, you're like, Michigan State. You know what I mean? There's a little, is there a little mental hurdle? It might not be big, but you have to jump and say, you know, we belong with these guys, even though they may be from a Big Ten school.
Yeah, I don't think it, you know, kind of with the mentality that we have here, it doesn't really matter. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you're from. You know, the only team that's going to beat us is going to be ourselves. So we don't really, you know, tend to worry about that at all. You know, and we've got a little sour taste from last year with how things ended with Michigan State. We lost back-to-back games to them to finish the end of the regular season last year. That kind of changed some things up heading into the regional tournament that might have hurt us in the long run. So I know there's definitely a lot of motivation there from the group for that. And then, you know, we play Trine two games in a row after that, and those are always those are always the fun ones.
Yeah, they are.
We always look forward to those.
Right, and look, schools, especially when they come to the Arrington, I think they know by now, and if they don't, they will quickly about playing Adrian College, especially at the Arrington, right?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
All right, Coach. Well, you're off the hook. Best of luck. You are on the road at Illinois State. Doesn't have the dates. Is that this weekend or next?
Next weekend, 19th, 20th.
All right, then you are back home in Michigan State February 1st. Is that a single?
Yes, so it's
a home and home?
Yeah, the way that the schedule worked, we had to split weekends up. So we'll play the first, we'll play Michigan State. Second and third, we play Trine. And then I think it is the 9th that we go play Michigan State.
Okay.
And then we're off for two more weeks after that. Have the regional tournament that's going to be hosted at Davenport this year. And then a week and a half after that is Nationals in St. Louis.
All right. Well, best of luck rest of the regular season and moving forward. Let's get on that final weekend in St. Louis. How about that, Coach?
All right. Sounds good to me.
And once again, that's the ACHA Men's Division II Ice Hockey Head Coach Brendan Wachter here on the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian, right here on South Main. My name is John Kane. Is back in our studio. We're going to take a quick break, and from the ice to the court we go. We're going to talk some men's volleyball with their coach, Jose Soto. He is waiting in the wings. Is that a chicken pun? I don't know. We'll be right back on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's hockey and volleyball will be home this weekend, along with men's basketball. Tuesday, catch men's hockey at 7 p.m., and women's basketball plays at 7 on Wednesday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
next couple of days. So let's do some indoor sports. We're going to talk some men's volleyball. And I saw the team yesterday after the basketball game taking, I believe, their team photo, unless that's a different volleyball team. But I'm going to guess it's the team coached by Josie Soto. I'll tell you, Soto, like playing pranks on me. Coach, thanks for being on and talking to me about your team.
No, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you guys having me here.
Third season already, right, as head coach.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of snap of the fingers, and here you are.
Yeah, absolutely. It happened, and I'm enjoying every year so far, so it's good stuff.
What's your story? What got you to Adrian College? What got you into coaching? You know, have you been playing volleyball since you were three, like everyone tells me that I've been doing this since I was three?
Well, I haven't been playing volleyball that long. I started, I think, right before high school. And, you know, being from the Chicago area, I thought volleyball was everywhere in the country for guys. But it's not. You know, it comes in pockets. And I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to have volleyball in my backyard. You know, so I played 4 years NAIA at Culver Stockton College in Canton, Missouri. After that, you know, I started working at a marketing firm in downtown Chicago, which I quickly learned that, you know what, that's not for me. So that year I started coaching club volleyball, high school volleyball for where I went to high school. And then fortunately for me, I landed a graduate assistant position in South Carolina, in Hartsville, South Carolina, at Coker University. And that's where I got my first collegiate coaching for both men and women, Division II. So that's where I started. I loved it there. But how I ended up here at Adrian was that year, you know, the COVID year, 2020, you know, it hit us that second semester of that first, you know, February of 2020. And then, you know how the world was at that time. But fortunately, there was a position opening at Adrian, you know, I guess the rest is history.
Okay. So the COVID story got you here. Third season. Still love it?
No, love it. Absolutely.
It's a lot different than Chicago and a little different than South Carolina.
Yeah. You know, it's a little colder than South Carolina, that's for sure. But, you know, I love it here because, you know, growing up in Chicago, it's great. I love the city. But I do like to get out, you know, go to different locations, travel. That's volleyball has allowed me to do that with just being on the team. And, you know, it's still close enough to home where, you know, a 4-hour drive is not too bad. I can go see the family during the holidays and stuff. So it's just a good spot for me.
With, you know, you alluded to it in the story of how you got into coaching volleyball in Chicago on the boys side in high mm-hmm. school, common, mm-hmm. right? Very regular. Here in Lenawee County, we just have started one high school program with boys, and that's Adrian High School. How do you go about recruiting for volleyball for Adrian? Is a lot of travel? Maybe you go back to Chicago or California. I don't know. How do you do it?
Yeah, you know, it is in pockets in the country, and Chicago being a hotbed, me being very familiar with it, I do dabble in Chicago volleyball quite a bit. But if you look at the makeup of my team, I got Hawaiians, Floridians, Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and then I got a couple of internationals, one from Spain and one from Costa Rica. So, you know, we're all over the place. Oh, did I forget that I have one from California, too? Yeah, I got one from California, too. So we're all over.
Do they find you or do you find them? How does recruiting actually – you don't fly out to California to recruit kids, do you?
Unfortunately, we don't very often just because when we start in season, their club season's right now and I'm unable – you know, I'm focused on my guys. I'm focused on my season. I can't really take the time to fly out to California or anywhere that there is a tournament, really, unless it's, you know, around here in a driving distance and I can go on a Sunday typically. But mm-hmm. most of the time, you know, it's a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, a lot of text messages, an occasional FaceTime, or even one of my international kids, the WhatsApp, comes in a lot. So
yeah.
That's the majority of my recruiting, unless, you know, it's in my backyard. And I consider my backyard within 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's quite a bit to choose from if you need to in the area. Your season, unlike these other winter sports, hasn't really started yet, right? I mean, you're kicking it off right now, basically.
Yeah, the guys reported back last Wednesday, you know, and we open our full competition this weekend. We fly out to California tomorrow, and that's going to be our first match.
Maybe get some recruiting done while you're there.
Hey, we'll see if it's a possibility. I wouldn't put it past me just because, you know, I'm always working.
Okay, so California. So I'm going to get my teams mixed up, I think. But women's volleyball went to, is it Washington? They went to Washington to start their year. You're going to California.
Yes.
Is this one of these once every 3 or 4 years type of deal for this team?
Yeah. You know, I had practice right before I came here. And, you know, I gave the guys a little bit of a speech, you know, that we're going out to California, playing some really tough opponents out there. You know, we have to go in with a positive mindset, positive attitude, ready to work, ready to grind. And one of my players made the joke, that fundraising, we better have a good time out there. So, you know, it's been 2 years in the making. You know, it was an idea of my first season as a head coach, so, you know, about 2-3 years ago. But all last year we fundraised, and this year, this first semester, we fundraised. So we got enough money for them not to have to cover anything themselves. You know, I want to give them a good experience, play some good volleyball without, you know, having to break the bank.
Talking with Jose Soto, the men's volleyball head coach at Adrian College. Looking at last year, 16 wins, it's a program record since becoming an NCAA team in 2016. Was that something you saw coming? Like, you know, I think we can do this, or like maybe halfway through the season, you're thinking maybe we're better than we thought. Where are you at with your team? You've only been here. This will be your third season.
Yeah, you know, last year we did have a few records broken on top of that as well. And I know we have a good team. We have good players, good talent. They have a good head on their shoulders. We have evolving leaders, both from senior all the way down to the freshman class. There's a loads of leaders there that want to make this program the best that it possibly can. You know, we know if you look back at my first year, you know, I think we went 7-19, you know, and that's nothing really to be proud of or anything. You know, we worked hard, but unfortunately just wasn't what we wanted. So that definitely fueled the returners to be better than the year before. And using last year's, we have that same drive. So we want to be better than we were last year.
And what a test, right? With that California trip, 3 teams in the top 15 nationally. Just throw your guys right into the fire, huh?
Oh yeah, we're challenging them for sure. You know, the idea behind it is if we start seeing these top teams, we can compete with anybody else. So even past the California trip, the following weekend we're in Chicago and we play against number 18, and then number 2 in the country currently. So the first 5 matches of our season, I'm throwing the guys into the fire and hoping they come out right.
Right.
Which I expect them to. I know they can. They have the ability. I want us to compete to the best of our ability.
Looking at the league you are in, it's the Midwest Collegiate Volleyball League, the MCVL. The preseason poll, whatever, but you're projected 5th, top 4 make the conference tournament. You won 16 games last year. That tells me you play in a darn good league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our conference has gotten so much better since I got here, even before I was the head coach. Because when I first got here, I was the assistant for the women's volleyball team, but I did watch the men's team as much as I could. You know, I love volleyball. I'm going to watch it as much as I can. Even if it's not my own team, I go home sometimes after practice and I tune in to volleyball, whatever's happening in the world right now.
Sure.
But when I first took over, you know, I looked at the conference, and not to talk bad about it, but it wasn't where it is today. You know, now Baldwin Wallace, who won the conference last season and made it to the national tournament, they're currently 19 in the country. So our conference is getting up there, and they're getting better and better. And the conference calls that we are having, all the coaches realize that. And it's kind of like a double-edged sword, because I see my team getting better, and I'm like, yes, we have a possibility. But then everybody else is getting better too. So we have to play against the tough competition constantly. What better way to prepare than playing 5 top 20 nationally ranked opponents?
Yeah, I mean, you said it, an ambitious schedule. Coach, I want to take some time and give you a chance to highlight some of you have a lot of returners. It says you had one senior last year, so you have plenty coming back. I know you haven't played a game, so you can't really say this guy's putting up numbers, this guy, this guy. But who have really been the leaders in the preseason leading up to this weekend?
We have five seniors at the moment, and one of our juniors is graduating. And I foresee all six of those players seeing some playing time at some point this season. However, one of our seniors that I have to highlight is Chase Hoyer, senior outside. He's been playing since his freshman year. The kid is a little bit shorter than I am, but I swear he's got like two calf muscles in each leg. So he jumps out of the gym. Strong arm. He leads our team in kills, aces. He is one of our go-to players. So he's one that we can constantly rely on. He's been first team all conference for the past two seasons. And if I'm not mistaken, he was second team his freshman year. I could be wrong on that. You know, I wasn't the head coach that time, so I'll default to that. But he's one of the guys that we can count on. Outside of that, you know, we have Drew Gavrish, center, right side. He does really well, really good leader. And then sophomore, middle, 6'6", so that helps.
That Carson does help. Bell. All right. Season kicks off this weekend, right? You're heading out to California. Good luck with traveling with the weather we're getting here. But your first home match, February 3rd, it's a try match with I'm going to try it. Maranatha Baptist.
That sounds right.
Close enough. And Concordia Chicago.
Correct.
So bringing some of that Chicago flavor to Adrian. February 3rd, you're going to get a couple matches in, so that'll be nice for the fans.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, we don't have that many home matches as away matches, so getting two in on one weekend definitely helps us get the fans there. You know, hopefully we're able to get the parents in town as well. And, you know, whoever supports men's volleyball in the area, you know, you talked about how Lenawee County doesn't have a whole lot of boys volleyball. We're hoping to reach out to the community and showcase what, you know, men's volleyball is really like. I believe it's a hidden gem for sure. So, you know, anybody listening out there, definitely come out to those home matches.
Love it. That's why we're here, right? Promoting the program. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck out in California. And I'm sure we'll talk again soon and we'll probably get a player or two of yours during the season.
Absolutely. It's awesome. Awesome to have me here.
All right. Jose Soto with the men's volleyball team. He's the head coach, third season. You'll have to wait to watch the Bulldogs play until February 3rd. They'll be at the Marilat in that try match. All right. We're going to take a quick timeout. And, the football season collegially may be over, but we're going to talk with one of the coordinators, a new coordinator for the Adrian College football team, Tyler Palka. I wonder if he's related to the head coach. We'll talk about that coming up next. I'm Ian Wentz. John Kane is back in the studio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to Frickers after these messages. It's the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Women's hockey and volleyball will be home this weekend, along with men's basketball. Tuesday, catch men's hockey at 7 p.m., and women's basketball plays at 7 on Wednesday.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
The show live from Frickers in Adrian. My name is Ian Wentz. John Kane is engineering our show way back downtown Adrian. Here at the table, we have the athletic director at Adrian College, Craig Rainey, sports information director, Mike Prang, coach Jose Soto hanging out for a couple minutes. But right now, we're going to talk some Adrian College Bulldog football, a team that's near and dear to me. I've been on the air broadcasting these games for a while. I'm talking with the new offensive coordinator at Adrian College, Tyler Palka. Yeah, relation to the head coach, right? Right, yeah, Tyler?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'd love to be able to get in and all that stuff so I can answer any questions on the head coach you got. But I appreciate you having me on.
A lot of fun, a lot of new things. And this is going to kind of be a getting to know you type of style for the Adrian community who's, you know, let's be honest, has had same coach there for quite some time. So a whole new thing. But what I do know in all the comments and feedback is not only does the Saline community love Coach and the family up in Saline, but they're just over the moon about the hire at Adrian. What's it been like since the news came out about your family moving down to, to Adrian and getting this position?
Well, I mean, honestly, I've told people it seems like it's the biggest job in America, which is what it's felt like for us. I mean, it's not only my phone, but really my mom's phone, my brother's phone. Everybody in the family has been blowing up nonstop, just full of supportive messages. I mean, it's amazing the amount of Adrian people, grads, alums, people associated with the program that have really wanted to reach out and have conversations. So it's been overwhelming, but just in the most positive way. And it's frankly, it's exciting for us. And I mean, it's off to a great start in our opinion.
Yeah, and just hitting the ground running. We had the introductory press conference a few weeks ago, and then you had a team meeting. What have the steps been since that time? Obviously, your dad had to put together his coaching staff and figure out the players, and you know it's a lot of new.
Yeah, no question. And you know, to go off what you said, the first thing which was impressive was the press conference. And you know, we didn't know what to expect. I mean, we had been at Saline for 12 years. Obviously, my dad and my family, we do a lot of things together. So if I reference us, you know, it's a lot of times it's him or I.
Sure, yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
But the press conference was awesome. And then really, frankly, right after the press conference, we met the team, which was an awesome, incredible experience to just be able to see those guys and watch their reactions and, frankly, earn their respect right off the bat because they want to know where the program's going to be, who the program's going to have next, and how we're going to do things. So I thought that first meeting with the team was a lot of fun, and I was there. Obviously, the head coach was there. We just thanked them for the opportunity to coach them. I mean, the head coach said, "Hey, we chose you. You chose us. We're in this together. You know, we're not going out and getting tons of new people. The people that are going to help win championships are in this room." And that was an immediate thing that we said, and that's the truth. And really, from there, we built the staff and are in the process of finishing that. And now we've been hitting the road recruiting. We've been all over the place. We've been in Lenawee County, which has been a lot of fun. We've been in Monroe County. We're in Lucas County in Ohio. And we're really, really focusing in on these local communities with the amount of pride in Adrian College to help build, you know, what we want to. So that's been it so far.
Talking with Tyler Palka, the offensive coordinator for the football team at Adrian. Quite an extensive biography here. You played at Saginaw Valley for your first two seasons at college before transferring to Gannon. You started as a quarterback in college, then you moved to wide receiver. Oh, look at this next sentence. After college, you were signed to the Pittsburgh Steelers rookie camp. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. You're moving up on my list. Big Steelers fan here. Then you moved to the CFL. Then we have XFL experience, USFL, and then some coaching at Saline. That's a pretty full football career there, Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, it's not something that I talk about a lot. And it's, you know, when I'm on the road recruiting, a lot of times, at least today, like my dad was there with me, and he said, you know, he's a pretty humble guy. And I just think that's how I've always had to be, and that's how I'll continue to be. But I've been very fortunate to play at some high levels and do a lot of cool things. And the thing that I always come back to is it's about relationships and it's about the type of character that you have. And that's kind of what I'm telling guys on the road and expecting out of our guys is that's the only reason, in my opinion, that I've had these chances to play at that level. Obviously, you have to make plays. Obviously, you have to be a very good athlete. But for me, it was always about being the right guy in the room, doing the right thing with the coaching staff, saying the right things, acting the right way. And that's propelled me to, you know, a 6-year pro career. So I've been fortunate, but it's a lot to do with the people around me.
And then you come back home, right, and coach at Saline High School for a handful of seasons as offensive coordinator. And people know the success that the Saline program has had, three conference championships, a district title, in a very tough region. You know, yeah. Division One, Saline, you run into some powerhouses once you get later on in the postseason. What was that like, just going from playing to coaching? Did you always have that little voice in your head that said, you know, I could coach this sport too. I love playing it, but I could see myself coaching.
It's something I always wanted to do, to be honest with you. You know, my dad coached at Eastern Michigan, so I grew up around high-level football, and he coached a year here at Adrian. I remember rolling down the hill at Maple Stadium. So all that stuff kind of shaped me to wanting to coach. The question was always, when am I going to do it? You know, and so after my Steelers experience, when I was in the CFL, I actually got cut, so I got sent back home. And I started working as an assistant coach, but believe it or not, it wasn't a foregone conclusion I could coach. So I remember sitting on the deck asking, hey, Dad, you got a spot for me, I'll volunteer. And, you know, he allowed me to do it. So once I did that, I really fell in love with it. Kind of like the cliche says, everybody does. Once you play, you love to coach. But for me, it was after that first year, I got comfortable with the kids and was able to do what I wanted to do and kind of explain things from what I saw at the pro level. And I think that helped shape a little bit of our success in recent years, at least offensively. So it wasn't something that I initially thought I would do. But once I was around it, you know, I kind of got that bug, and now it's something that I'm obsessed with, and I lose sleep over, and, you know, already at that point. So I really am excited for the opportunity and think that things can be pretty special here.
Talking with the offensive coordinator for the football team at Adrian College, Tyler Palka. Family affair now with your dad, Joe, coaching the team. Who else is involved from the family? What's the rest of the coaching staff look like?
Well, my brother will coach receivers. He played receiver at Concordia. He won two titles over there. I told my mom she needs to be as committed to the community as possible. So that means bringing donuts to the team and coffee to the coaches. We'll see if that happens. But
there you go, Mom.
Yeah. She was at the press conference, and the players, you know, she was impressed with all the players that came up and shook her hand. So she's excited about it. We're excited about it. It's definitely a family affair. Obviously, that comes with a lot of stress and pressure from the head coach, because, you know, everybody knows what that sounds like to the community, but we've been fortunate to do it for a while and do it the right way. And you know that the sons need to be the hardest workers at the end of the day, and that's something that we've always been told, because we both played for my father, and when there's a lot of pressure there, we tended to do things the right way and thrive and have success, and that's the only way we know how to do it. So we're going to spend a lot of hours there as a Palka community of staff members, and you know, do it the right way.
Let's talk a little football. You have pro football in your background, offensive style. You know, you've probably looked at some film at our opponents, you know, the MIAA and what they bring. It's not really a pro style. They like to sit back in the shotgun and big physical quarterbacks. What's kind of your offensive philosophy?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's really become – it starts in the run game, right? And if you can run the ball, and which we can at Adrian, we got good running backs and a great O-line, then everything comes easy, because you can build your RPO game off of that. And then from there, we can add in the things that I like to do with screen guys. I mean, there's 10 to 15 screens I think we can do. Off those screen plays, we build in shot plays. So you can do both things each time based on the coverage. We've become big into attacking space and grass and kind of taking what the defense gives us. You know, I talk to our D coordinator a lot, and he likes to say, hey, we're going to give you what you want. And for me, that's awesome, because we'll take the 5-yard hitch down the field, because one of those times we're going to break it for 6. So we're going to be detail-oriented but not complex. So it's going to be an easy offense to learn and pick up, and we can build things off pretty quickly and get to a high level. But it's definitely spread. It's a lot of spacing, bunch concepts. We like to be in empty. We like to throw it around, but obviously, like I said, that starts in the run game. So.
I know we can't go specifics, but in general, how's recruiting been? Are we hitting the portal? Are we flipping some high school guys?
Well, like I said earlier, I mean, we're going to win championships with the group of guys that's in our program right now. I mean, those guys are capable. They're great players. They're excited. They're, you know, and I expect that they're going to buy in and be fired up. With that being said, I think there's been a surgence of excitement from our program. To a point where a lot of high-level high school guys, I think, have interest in Adrian College. And for us, it's about getting them to campus, because it's, in my opinion, I'm working here now, I think it's the best campus I've been around in years at the Division II or Division III level. So those are the guys that we think we can get, you know, attracted and interested in Adrian College. And, you know, like I said, it's just been great to be on the road, and be well received from coaches and, you know, get guys excited about being around. So I would say we're not hitting the portal. I mean, we're going to win with championship with the guys that are on this team. If we can get some high level transfers, that would be awesome. But that's not what we're going to major in. We're going to build it from the guys that are in the program and recruit a good class next fall.
All right. Well, some good stuff. It's always fun talking football, and especially Adrian College football. I've been talking with the offensive coordinator, the new coordinator for the Black and Gold, Tyler Palka, son of head coach Joe. See, I figured there was a family connection when I read the name. It's nice to talk to you, and sounds like things are going well, and best of luck as we move through the offseason.
Well, I really appreciate it. I mean, it's a big deal to be here today, and it's a big deal to the community, and we're just excited to be a part of it again.
Yeah, certainly an excitement and a fervor of anticipation for Adrian College football. People can't wait till end of August, early September. Tyler, thank you, and best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Once again, Tyler Palka, the offensive coordinator for the Adrian College football team. That's going to do it for us here today. What a show, as we had a conversation about figure skating, men's Division II ACHA hockey, men's volleyball, and Bulldog football. Thank you again to Frickers for being a gracious host of the show. We're here every Thursday afternoon from 2 until 3 live at Frickers in Adrian. They are hiring. Check out their specials as well. It's really the place to be. For John Kane back in the studio, for all of our Bulldog fans out there listening, I'm Ian Wentz for 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.